As promised, Kenny Blumenfeld is with me via phone, senior climatologist from the Minnesota DNR, and let's see what tidbits he has for us today. Thanks, Kenny, for being on the line.
Always good to talk to you, Katya. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, always good to be here. And, you know, we have had pretty blissful weather, I would say, the last week. You know, a couple observations is it seems almost like it's the hottest it's been the entire summer for us up here. The lake has finally warmed up enough that it doesn't create this huge cooling effect. So we've had, you know, high 70s, low 80s pretty much every day and not dropping too far below 60, if at all, at night. And we did have one day, which we ended up getting really lucky because we were sailing back down the lake that day, of kind of a blistering nor'easter. That felt a lot like fall. And so I guess I'm wondering, you have taught us well that fall is actually just the transition between summer and winter, and seems like the battle lines are beginning to be drawn. What do you see from your vantage point?
I mean, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Isn't it funny, though? I mean, as fast as it happens, when you're sitting there at the beginning of it, it feels like it takes a while. But on the other hand, it's like, think of how different September and November are.
Right, and they're not that far away from each other, I know.
Yeah, you know, it's just you can go in 45, 60 days, and there's a huge difference, whereas there's not really a big difference from May right into September. There's just, I always think of summer and winter as sort of, I call them destination seasons.
Yeah.
Just because you kind of, that's where you're going to and you're going to stay there for a while.
Right.
And there's not a lot of variation once you get there. I mean, yeah, January is our coldest month and July is generally our hottest month, but there's really very little difference between, you know, once you get to, say, Memorial Day weekend and then through Labor Day. There's really not a whole lot of change that happens. But then you get into the fall. So fall, like you said, it's just winter beginning to replace summer, and it's where that transition is occurring. And it's, you know, we always call it a transition season. And one of the tip-offs that it's underway or irresistibly coming is that it's, look at what's happened to daylight. Have you noticed the
evenings? It's going fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you'll notice it a little more in northern Minnesota than in southern Minnesota, that the nights will be growing longer now. And that's kind of a sign. I mean, most of Minnesota has lost over 2 hours of daylight since the summer solstice. In fact, it's, you know, at the point in this time of year, you're losing, you know, multiple minutes per day of daylight. So that's one thing. You know, you can still get plenty of warm air, and we're going to have some humid air getting pumped into Minnesota this weekend. But eventually the kind of clock starts running out, because with that weaker sunlight and less of it, you just have eventually less heat around. And so when the wind blows from any direction, it's bringing in something cooler than if it had been blowing from that same direction during, you know, the middle or later part of summer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do see some signs that it's on its way. August really turned into a pretty nice month across the state.
Just stable. It seemed pretty stable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, stable. We had some precipitation, a little bit of heavy precipitation at times, but that was pretty scattered. There wasn't anything really widespread. And the heat, honestly, in August so far, it's just not been an issue in Minnesota. We were looking at, in southern and central parts of the state, you know, well above normal number of 90 and 95 degree days. We were off to the races by through about mid-July, and then the heat pumps just kind of turned off.
Huh.
And August has been, you know, really quite nice.
Now, is that because we've been getting the air from different, like it has been coming more from, say, Alberta or something, and less from the Gulf?
Yeah, exactly. We've been getting northwesterly flow, which generally brings in crisp and dry air. And this year, it's mostly coming from an area that's been pretty wet. So think of last year when we were getting northwesterly winds, but they were coming out of these fire regions just across the border.
Right.
And so we were getting all this thick smoke into Minnesota on, you know, on what have would have otherwise been pretty nice days. This year, when the wind comes out of the northwest, those areas have been wet. I mean, International Falls is still having a very wet year. Some of the border regions are very wet. And that's been the case. There just haven't been as many fires in our kind of wind source regions. So we've been lucky. I mean, we had nice. It's good to have nice air and relatively comfortable conditions. And, of course, down here, the state fair has begun. And, you know, people always want to know, like, oh, well, what's the weather going to be like at the fair? And, honestly, it's pretty uneventful.
Yeah. That's why they have the fair then, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has a state fair weather story.
Yeah.
And this year, there probably won't be too many of them. I mean, I suppose we could get some thunderstorms over the weekend, and who knows what happens later next week. I mean, it's a long event, and maybe something will happen. But right now, if we continue in the pattern we've been in, it's, you know, going to have some nice days and maybe a little bit of warm weather and maybe a thunderstorm here or there. We've had a lot of evenings down here in the Twin Cities with just incredible distant thunderstorms. With just like top 10 optics on these things.
Huh.
You know, I'm sure you've seen this where thunderstorm doesn't hit you even, but it's close enough to be seen, but the skies around it are pretty much cloud-free. So you can actually just see the anvil. And then the best thing when you're in that situation is it's far enough that you're not at risk from lightning. So it's like 25 miles away or more.
Yeah.
And then the sun starts going down. And so first the sun sets kind of on the lower part of the cloud and it turns kind of a purplish gray. But then the upper part of the cloud remains pink or orange and just starts to glow. And
yeah.
Because, you know, these clouds can be 45, 50,000 feet high. And so it takes a while for it to lose its light. And then usually as you lose the light, you can see the lightning. And then right after the sun kind of sets on the entire cloud, it usually turns this kind of, it's sort of this snowy white. It's very straight. It's not the same kind of cloud, like white that you see when the sky is blue. It's got a little bit of a veneer over it. And then you just see a light show. We've had a number of those across Minnesota this year. It's been a good year at least the last half of summer has become much more favorable.
Yeah, I can picture exactly what you're talking about, those incredible clouds combining with the sunset. And I know we've had some really good here, too, although we don't get the sunset as well as Wisconsin does in the South Shore because of it's up in the trees. We get the sun rise, but people often aren't around to see that. So one question I'm sure is hanging in the balance for some is, and I don't see it, but, you know, right around now is often when the first frost comes and makes farmers very anxious and can ruin some things. And I don't see anything like that on the horizon. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we're a little bit, I'd say we're a little bit early in the season to have big concerns about it. But obviously, as we turn the corner into September, the low-lying areas in northeastern Minnesota become susceptible first. And that's just, you know, a fact of our climate. We've had enough kind of cool late summer air masses that I feel like we've been put on notice, honestly.
I mean,
we've had temperatures down into the 40s already.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that. I haven't asked our Brimson friends.
check with your Brimson friends. I can also look, but there have definitely been, you know, in August, this year's plenty of temperatures below 50 degrees. We've even had some low and mid 50s in the Twin Cities areas on some of those crisp mornings. So, yeah, I would say we've sort of been put on notice that the air is ready to lose moisture and cool off quickly with the right wind direction. So I think, you know, I don't see anything in the next 1 to 2 weeks, but once we get past Labor Day weekend, all bets, I wouldn't say are off, but that's you kind of lose your license to be surprised in northern Minnesota when you get a frost. But nothing right now that's sticking out at us.
That's right. Well, and it is the precious 2 weeks when almost always, and this year is no exception, the swimming in Lake Superior is absolute heaven. It's probably in the low 60s up the North Shore here where we are. And, I mean, it's bracing for some and downright warm for others, but there's definitely people in the water now. And I think we know, you know, it's it's not going to last, so it makes it all the more wonderful.
Yeah, you do have that short season. It's just the hypnotic physics of water. It takes much longer to heat up than the air or the land.
Yes.
And it retains that heat longer. And so I always tell people swimming should be, you know, ideally swimming, you can have a marvelous experience in the fall where the water is about the same temperature as it was in the summer, but and is even warmer than the air. It's a totally different experience.
Right.
You go into the water to warm up. It's real nice.
Yeah, we're entering that period, you know, right in the next few weeks. So we will take advantage for sure. Well, thanks you so much, Kenny. And we'll talk to you next week.
Very good. Good talking with you, and we'll talk next week. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.